So good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me to come and talk about my plant breeding perspective about the distance education program. So when I was introduced, I've been through two. I've successfully graduated with my master's from the University of Nebraska. I finished that up in 2016. And so I was going to give just a little bit of history about how in the world did I end up in this position, and how did I get here? So when I graduated in 2008 with my bachelor's degree, I thought I was headed to vet school. In 2007, the summer before I graduated, I had taken a summer position with Monsanto. I pollinated, I took notes. I had always had an agronomy background. I grew up on a farm in Maryland. And so after taking that position, even though it was very simple field work, I really enjoyed it. So in 2010, Monsanto opened a corn discovery program in Galena, Maryland. And I went ahead and applied. I took a chance, got hired. I was hired along with a brand new breeder fresh out of school. So I come in not knowing anything. He comes in not knowing anything about the corporate side of things. And within that year, we had a lot of struggles. So I got to see firsthand of what that new breeder looks like when they step into that new role. So in 2011, he was actually an undergraduate from University of Nebraska, talked me into thinking about continuing my education. I knew that I did want to continue my education, but at that point, I wasn't quite sure where I wanted to be. So moving up through the ranks within the company, once I graduated with my master's degree, I took a new role within our logistics organization, which is a lot different than the breeding organization. Instead, now I have to manage all of the programs within Discovery, which is the latest and greatest and the crazy, and the processes that don't quite fit the traditional breeding methods. And so with that, once I graduated with my master's, I rolled right into my PhD within Texas A&M. Seth Murray is my co-advisor, and with that, I again took another role because we like to change in Monsanto, so depends daily what we're going to be doing, and it's really helped, though, evolve the experience that I've had with the company. So what do I feel that distance education has to offer? I think that with plant breeding, as we've noticed over the last talks this morning, it is forever evolving. And I like to say with some of my colleagues, I've actually felt like I've raised two plant breeders. I had my first plant leader that I worked with when I started in the company go through those learning curves, and then I generated a new one in 2012 who had freshly graduated from North Carolina. And so I've been through two of those struggles of getting used to what is expected of them. They come in with a great deal of knowledge, but how do you put that into that corporate level expectation? And so within that, I think we definitely need to continue to train with the skills and knowledge to work within a changing scientific community. There needs to be that happy balance between the private and the public research area, especially when you're dealing with a student that has a full-time job. But there are some benefits that come to working within a private organization or a company, which is the budget. I don't know, and I can't speak for the private side of things if I was a full-time student at the university, but I feel that my budget has been very well supported. I'm able to actually dip into some of the other breeders' budgets and take pieces here and there so that I can make sure that it gets finished and completed. And I also have a lot of lab utilization that I can use in order to get these projects completed. So also within the networks, I'm able to utilize the teams within the private company as well. So I have many statisticians and breeders. I have two at the site that I work at, which is very helpful to have if I have questions or suggestions that I would like to have. And also the university staff have been very understanding of my work responsibilities and how to bridge the gap during the crucial times. So for instance, I was talking to Dr. Smith before we started our session. I actually have an exam this week. I said, oh no, I'm not going to be home. I can't take that. Can I please push it off till Monday? So needless to say, the rest of the week I'll be studying and getting ready for that on Monday. But it's been a very positive working with the university to try and get through those crucial times, especially harvest and planting. You know, our busy times in Monsanto are the same busy times that a student is going to have in the university when they need to plant and harvest. So just to point out, my master's project, I worked with QTL identification and red root rot in maize. I had taken a project once I enrolled in the University of Nebraska, a project that I had been working on professionally, and was able to turn that into my defense when I gave that. So that was a great opportunity. And that's a disease, if no one is familiar, that's very popular on the Delmarva region. It's very crucial. Farmers can lose up to 60 to 70% of their crop from lodging. So, but for my PhD project, this is a new and exciting area that I'm not as familiar with quite yet. I have not mastered all that the B chromosome has to offer in maize, but it's been really interesting in getting to learn more about the gene editing portion and maybe what this project can be. If we can understand if there's going to be any deleterious effects, can we use that as a biotech? Can we use it within gene editing? Can that be a transport system to hold genes? So that's a really cool project that I'm excited about. And when I talk about diversity within a career, for instance, I feel that with the two plant breeders that I've worked with one-on-one, when they come out, they are not always with the same crop. So, for example, within my career right now, I'm working with all of the crops that you see on the screen. And that is worldwide, mostly within North America. But for instance, canola, my hub team sits in Canada, so I have to know the communication and have the skills to communicate with all of those teams, as well as our cotton group, and also learning, bridging that gap with working with all of these crops and not just corn, which I had been used to mostly. So big learning curve since February. But with the distance education, I really think you have the opportunity to evolve your career along with your education at the same time. You're gaining the in-field experience of working with a large company if that's where you're choosing to head. If you're going to stay in the public sector, it may be different. And again, I can't speak on that behalf, but I've been able to, with the large volume projects and the learning to network within the organization, I've been able to better understand where I want to be and where I want to go. It's helped fine-tune my career, like I had mentioned. I understand where my passion is, and that resides within our discovery sector of the company. I really like the weird and unusual. I like the stuff that drives people crazy, but I do enjoy it. And it helps you also focus, now that I've had some more exposure to other crops than corn, what crops do I enjoy? And also, what part of breeding and technology do you feel that your strengths and weaknesses lie within? Also, with gaining skills and tools, people management is a huge gap, I think, that I saw some of the new breeders coming in, because at certain positions you're now leading a team and you're managing them, and that's not something that I think you need to have some training along with your other skills that you're being taught. As well as IT development, that was definitely a gap that I had coming into such a large organization where you're developing your own tools, and that's been a big learning curve for me, but very helpful that now that I've been in the company for quite some time, I'm better used to that. So of course, everything comes with a challenge, and I definitely think the positives outweigh the negatives, but one portion that I regret not having gone straight through school would be having the lab skills and having more hands-on. I am hands-on with my project, but not within the genotyping area. So most of my projects, if they're going to be tissue sampled, anything like that, they're going to head off to St. Louis. I don't have that hands-on training like I wish I had. Time management, of course, is a huge one. It's a lot to balance a full-time career, especially as you start to get higher up in your education. Of course, your roles are going to change. Your responsibilities are going to become probably more so time crucial. And so balancing all that can be a little bit challenging. Financial, I'm pretty lucky with Monsanto. They cover majority, but I still look at a portion of financial that need to come out of my own personal account. So although I can say that is a driving point to make sure that you're succeeding, but you are dependent on that private company funding. And I can't really say anything negative about that, but it's definitely something you have to plan for as well. The pace can be much slower. I found this to be more so with my master's degree and not so much with my PhD, probably because right now I'm on a mission. I want to finish. I want to get wrapped up, move on to the next stage of my career. But it all depends on how much time you can commit each week to your studies. And busy times, like I had mentioned, busy times at work are generally the busy times in school. So learning to, you know, plan ahead and give your advisors or your instructors a heads up is a great thing. That way, when you have a test during a conference, you can take it next week. And so how have I made this successful for me? It definitely takes a village and time management. I think after having completed my master's degree, I'm starting to master the time management. Probably about the time I graduate, I'll feel like I finally have that under control. But having the support of your academic advisor, the company that you work for, that institution, along with your family support is very crucial. I fall asleep a lot to my iPad at night listening to lectures, so my husband's very understanding, thankfully. But I do spend a lot of time at night when I get home from my other responsibilities trying to catch up on my studies. But overall, that's all I have. I just want to thank you for the opportunity. I mean, I guess we'll answer questions once we're all finished if you have any. But so, thank you so much.